This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Frank Barnett. Most people tend to avoid rats like the plague, but not so for Dr. Jake Esselstyn.
Did one new rat in 2014, I believe. Another rat in 2012. Oh no, two other rats in 2014.
Esselstyn is curator of mammals at LSU's Museum of Natural Science. He's discovered new species of rats with Dr. Kevin Rowe, senior curator of mammals at Museum Victoria in Melbourne, Australia. Since 2010, the pair has worked with Indonesian scientists to study the diversification of rats from Asia to Australia. And Dr. Rowe says their main focus has been the island of Sulawesi in Indonesia.
So Sulawesi is a remarkable place geographically because it's really like four continents coming together, but not quite connected, all isolated by deep ocean channels.
And the rats?
So they've been able to cross these open ocean water. They're the only non-flying mammals to make the crossing from Asia to Australia besides humans.
That makes Sulawesi a continental crossroads, meaning they're discovering new rat species on the island that have been isolated for millions of years. In their latest publication, The Hognosed Rat, Hieronymus stumkii, which they discovered in 2013. With a nose like a pig and long tusk-like teeth, Dr. Esselstyn says Hieronymus isn't your average rat.
They have long hind limbs, so we think they hop. The claws on their hands are more like fingernails than they are like claws, and we're not sure why that is.
And Dr. Rose says that's why they're on Sulawesi, to find answers to questions like this.
It's about trying to understand what are the environmental requirements of species on this island and how isolation on the island allows evolution.
And they both agree that more rats have yet to be found. For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Frank Barnett.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazile, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.